Neville here again. Friday, June the 12th, 2009. Early evening. I'm sitting at my desk. I'm actually upgrading one of my blogs at the moment to WordPress 2.8. Just done the upgrade, which is a one-click at my hosting service, Dreamhost. I've done this for the last, 15 versions, I reckon. Just one click. Some prep beforehand, of course, including reverting to the default theme, disabling every single plugin, and of course prior to that doing a database backup. Those are the three primary things that I tend to do with every single upgrade. It's a pain a lot of the time because nothing goes wrong. It's like insurance. What's the worst that could happen? Something doesn't work because of a plugin. I have had that before, and troubleshooting that is an absolute nightmare without any doubt. So anyway, the upgrade has succeeded. The first thing I noticed was, as happens with all WordPress upgrades, actually, you get a link to check whether your database needs upgrading, and usually it doesn't. This time it did. I don't know what it did. I haven't looked into the detail on that, but that's the first thing I noticed. I'm logged in. So what I'm going to do here is actually pause as I'm going along with this boo. Just things I'm observing that won't be complete, but initial impressions. First up, into the general settings screen, and the first thing I notice is the whole thing about setting your time zone is different. It's better time zone. There's a drop down to choose a city in the same time zone as you. Now, does that mean it automatically takes into account daylight saving time? This time it doesn't have the apology note before, so I think it has, because when you choose it, and I've chosen London because that's where I am, that's the same time zone where I am. It tells me this time zone is currently in daylight savings time. So it looks as though finally WordPress is taking care of one of the, to me, irritants of upgrading, which was this manual, or not upgrading, but running a blog, manually changing the time every time the clocks change. This could be it. Okay, pressing on. Okay, so I didn't notice anything else under the settings menu, neither in writing, reading, discussion, media, privacy, permalinks, or miscellaneous. Nothing struck me. I'm now in tools, and the first thing I notice is Google Gears, which I have enabled, is actually updating itself. And maybe it does that every time, but I hadn't noticed it before. Then again, I hadn't really gone to this page. That could be new, perhaps. Under tools, upgrade. This is for upgrading WordPress. Nice that this is built in. I know it was, I think, been here since 2.7. This is what you might do if you were previously manually installing WordPress, and now you've got an option to do it like this. I've never used this. As I mentioned, I use one click on Dreamhost. But I've heard mixed results from this, actually. But I like the way it's worded. It tells me I've got the latest version of WordPress and I don't need to upgrade. But if I want to, I can reinstall automatically or download it and do it manually. It gives me two links. I like that. Now this I do like, the widgets screen, the widgets dashboard. I've always felt widgets in WordPress, in terms of administering your widgets, was a headache, awful. The clumsy interface, it seemed to me to have got worse with 2.7 onwards. Now we've got something that does look very, very much better in 2.8. It shows them in three columns, as I'm showing it on my screen at the moment, all the available widgets. I remember seeing from the video is available, showing you what's new in WordPress 2.8, how this works. You can drag and drop between sidebars. You can manage it far more easily. This does look a whole lot better without any doubt. And this is brand new, add new themes. Just like the plugin installer in 2.7.x versions of WordPress that lets you install a plugin literally with one click. Before, you'd have to FTP the plugin up to your server, create a folder, go through that process to activate. Now it's all done through the dashboard. And now they've introduced the same concept for themes. I could see this becoming hugely, hugely popular. As long as there are themes that can take advantage of it, this is embryonic. But what a great idea. It looks so simple. Love it. Okay, quick look initially at some of the first things. I run out of time. I might do another one a bit later anyway.